Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. We are so glad that you are joining us again. It is Monday morning of week two, and my name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. And so yesterday, what we looked at was the question, do you have what you need to get what you want? And for me, that's a powerful question because it reminds me that I need to ask myself, well, what do I want? And once I've identified the things that I really, really want, do I have what I need to get those things? And yesterday we looked at a passage in 2 Peter chapter 1, and Peter tells us some pretty incredible news that I would like to read to you. This is 2 Peter chapter 1. I'd love for you to go check this out on your own sometime. So Peter, he says, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And he goes on in verse 3, and Peter says, Jesus's divine power has already granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. And I love this passage because it reminds me of something incredibly powerful. And that is that if it's true that what I want more than anything in the world to be like Jesus, if that's true, then Peter's telling me that I already have everything I need to get the thing that I want more than anything in the world. Peter says that I already have equal standing with Peter in the righteousness of Christ. Peter tells me that Jesus's divine power has already given or granted to us, to you and to me, anyone who has trusted Jesus, all things that pertain to life and godliness. And, you know, I think you and I are probably a lot alike. Sometimes it can be so easy to focus on what we don't have that we forget what we do have. And it may be true that you or me, maybe we're missing some pretty important things in our life. But what I would love for us to focus on this morning, maybe you're driving to work and it's Monday, and Mondays are, you know, they're called Mondays for a reason, right? You know, maybe you've been focusing on the things that you don't have. And maybe this morning we could start our day, and instead of focusing on what we don't have, we could be reminded of what we do have in God's Son, Jesus. He has already given you and me everything that we need for a life of godliness. And so let's take a minute right now and let's praise him and let's thank him by prayer for the power that he has given to us to live for him. Let's pray right now. And let's also take a minute this morning, or maybe this afternoon, whenever you're listening to this, and let's take a minute and pray for those people in our communities who, for whatever reason, they don't know Jesus yet. Maybe they've never heard the gospel. Maybe they've heard it one time too few. And they don't have what we're talking about. They don't have the things that they need to live a life for godliness because they don't have God's Son Jesus yet. And maybe God today is going to give you opportunities to invite someone to your church, to share the gospel directly with them and invite them to trust Jesus right there on the spot. And so let's take a moment and let's pray for two things. Let's pray for opportunities to share the gospel with someone today, to get to tell them how amazing Jesus is. And let's pray for the lost people that we know, or maybe the lost people we don't even know yet that are in our communities. And let's pray that God would reveal himself to them through his son Jesus, and that they would come to know and love Jesus Christ, and that they would have what we already have. Let's pray for those people and those opportunities. Let's pray for them now. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the LifePoint Drivecast, and we hope to see you again tomorrow for Tuesday of week two. God bless.